This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Todd, the radio god. Take a bow. There he is. Proud owner of some MyPillow sheets and towels. How about that? That's right. Tell you all about it.
Good stuff.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, MyPillow. I've got the sheets. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the towels. Really good. The sheets are just an incredible deal right now. You buy one, you get one, and they do free shipping. And the towels with 30% off. Brand new product. Use promo code Scott, and they take 30% off. These are towels that work, which is hard to believe, but towels have sort of gone, I don't know, China on us. They're, you know, shiny and all pretty and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, what's a towel for? It's to absorb water.
Right? I know, but hardly any of them do anymore. So this
one, right.
These were developed to actually absorb the water from your body. They work. And they come in white, stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, and the Todd Mitchell special royal purple. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, he has royal purple. Pillows. In fact, they have just a Christmas bonanza there, because if you go to the promo corner called Radio Listener Specials at the MyPillow.com website, you'll find all kinds of things up to 50% off. Or you can just call them if you like that better, 800-506-9028. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. Oh, look at there. Look at there. Nancy Pelosi is right there in front of me on the screen.
Ew.
Right there. There she is. Holding a press conference. Why? I don't know. What, she's doing like daily press conferences now. I don't understand. But I see Chuck in Fargo, Terry in Groton, South Dakota, Mark on the road, have been waiting through the break, and other lines coming in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Boatload of text here to get to as well. And also this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about something exciting happening at the University of North Dakota. They just hit their 10-year anniversary on the UAS degree program at UND. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. That is a industry that we're just scratching the surface on now. We're just scratching the surface. And so great things happening there. Brian Kronk is going to be here. Brian is a financial advisor from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James Financial Services. And we'll talk a little bit about how they fund in-house. He manages the fund, and they do it in-house at Collins & Kronk. And the success they've had with that is really amazing. So we'll tell you about that. And Bill Sorensen, too, coming up. More on the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. So we have a lot to do on the program, but I'll take a little bit of Nancy before we get to the calls. A little bit of Nancy. Just a little bit.
Taking up an impeachment. There was a proposal on the floor put together in a bipartisan way. 100 senators voted for the process on how they would go forward on the case of President Clinton. We would hope that they could come to some conclusion like that. But in any event, we're ready. When we see what they have, we'll know who and how many we will send over. That's all I'm going to say about that now. We've had a very eventful week. I'm so proud of our members and the, really in some cases the bipartisanship of some of this and some not. Last year's campaign, we said, for the people, we would lower the cost of health care, starting with lowering the cost of prescription drugs.
Oh, I'm not listening to this campaign commercial. You can't turn the page,
yeah.
Madam Speaker. You can't turn the page. Somebody's asking a question now. Let's listen to this. You have the live version of this?
When we bring the bill, which is, just so you know, there's a bill made in order by the Rules Committee that we can call up at any time in order to send it over to the Senate and to have the provisions in there to pay for the impeachment. And then the next step, the whatever you want to call it.
You can't figure out what to call it, so how are we?
That is where you put the managers. I was not prepared to put the managers and that bill yet because we don't know the arena that we are in.
What is she talking
Frankly,
about?
Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say.
What?
Any other not only said that, I said this is it.
There's a big surprise.
Last night you suggested we see a fair process.
But we'd like to see a fair process, but we'll see what
they
have,
would, yeah.
And we'll be ready for whatever it is. We would hope there would be a fair process, just as we hope that they would honor the Constitution. By the way, I saw some of it, I didn't see it, but I heard some of what Mitch McConnell said today, and it reminded me that our founders, when they wrote the Constitution, they suspected that there could be a rogue president. I don't think they suspected that we'd have a rogue president and a rogue leader in the Senate.
Oh, my gosh. There she got. Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what Chad Pergram from Fox asked her.
Yes, anybody want to talk about Mexico Free Trade Agreement?
Ah, cut him off.
About that? Jobs, the American people.
Oh, yeah. Stuff you haven't been working on. Yeah, the stuff you've been shelving. In favor of your impeachment fantasy.
Important issues that relate to the economic vitality of our communities. Any other questions?
Ooh, yeah, San Francisco is really vibrant. Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah, really. Follow that example.
When we see what their process is, we will know who and how many we want to send over. Not until then. I'm not going to go there anymore. Yes, sir.
On USMCA, one expects the president will campaign how he got rid of the worst trade deal in history and made a better deal. Is that something you want to take credit for? Will you?
Of course, we'll take credit for it because what he proposed did not fill the bill.
I can't look at this anymore.
I'm done with her.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Shut up.
But sitting there, first of all, she can't even explain in English why she's playing this game with holding things back. I've got to think it's leverage. That somebody earlier said she's trying to dictate the Senate calendar, maybe, but my gosh, unbelievable. And USMCA, 1 year this has been ready. 1 year this has been ready. Our farmers and our ranchers are hurting with low prices, terrible weather, everything else. And that woman cared more about impeaching the president than she did USMCA. So you don't take credit for anything.
Now all of a sudden we're going to get to work and the vibrant. And
Anybody want to talk about the economy? Yeah, that we've squirreled away and done nothing about? Oh. It's embarrassing. She's getting nowhere. Let's see what Chuck has to say. Chuck Fargo, go. You're next, and what's on your mind?
I think Nancy's on drugs, possibly. You know.
You thinking not like sure about like that. Recreational marijuana, or when you say drugs, what do you?
Cabernet is what I'm thinking.
Are you? Yeah, I don't know.
It could be a number of them, but anyway, you know one thing about it. Thank God our president's going to be in another 4 years. And no matter, you know, how dark it gets, darkness can't ever put out the light. And there's just one scripture here, Scott. My wife brought this out to me a few years back. I think it was when Obama got in office. But she said, did you ever read this? This is Psalms 32, verse 9 says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with a bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. I thought it was interesting that the mule, you know, the Democrats' mascot is a mule. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. That's correct. Pelosi's had enough, by the way. She's done answering questions. Nobody wanted to talk about the economy because she didn't talk about the economy. But no, a great point. And also, Chuck, well said on it's always darkest before the dawn. So. This too shall pass. I think Donald Trump is going to be known as a president who was impeached and 11 months later reelected. That's what I think is going to happen. But it'll take a lot of work from a lot of people because the swamp wants to stop it. They really do. Appreciate your call. Thank you, David. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. There are some people that you just can't talk to to. Their hate for Donald Trump, they go back to the, you know, that interview that he had on the bus, a private interview that was recorded, and then they go back to how he asked the Russians to they biffed on that when he said, yeah, maybe Russia could find those 33,000 deleted. You know, they biffed, and now they use it. Not actually, they use it against them, and it's been proven that he had nothing to do with the Russian and meddling. And I don't understand. I myself am a strong proponent of these guys that lied with the FBI, the guys that, you know, starting with, and I truly believe it all started with our former President Obama. I truly believe that it was his FBI, that he got working on spying on the campaign, trying to get.
Yeah, this was a secret court that was petitioned to spy on a president and his campaign prior to him being president. There's no doubt that Barack Obama knew it. You're exactly right. He knew about it. He authorized it. And I think we've got some, you know, things to settle yet with this Durham investigation that's continuing to go on. We know what the inspector general said. He's just a fact finder. He found it. But someone who holds people accountable is the U.S. attorney that's ultimately going to give his report. And he's gone a lot of places to get to the bottom of this. So I'm dying for that because I think you're exactly right. Thanks, David. Appreciate it very much. See if we can squeeze in others here ahead of our next guest. And what's on your mind? Don't go away.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project, and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Oh, Dasher, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Just right. CrudeSpirits.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You guys see who I have with me here? In the studio?
I did.
Probably not fair to try and describe.
Come here, Finn.
What you see here?
Come here, buddy.
Yeah, Finn is here. Finn is the newest member of the Hannon family. He's a sheep-a-doodle.
He's a big boy.
He's black and white. This is about as big as he's going to get.
That is?
Yeah.
That's the biggest he's
going to get. Yeah, because, he has the sheepdog, but he also has the poodle, see? So, you know what I'm saying?
Opposing forces.
Right. So, the best part is he's just so soft. but he's black and white. He's got all this, you know, little black, little white patches. And he's, well, I'll tell you what, if you do not follow me yet on Twitter, this will be a reason for you to follow today, because you can see Finn. I'll put it up there. Okay? So follow me on Twitter.
Did you see there's a, speaking of dogs, there's a some sort of virus or bug that's going around, especially with a bunch of pet stores in Minnesota. But around the holidays, they really warn, don't, you know, buy from a reputable breeder. Try and stay away from the pet stores.
Well, is that right?
There's a sickness going around, too, that's apparently jumping to humans, too, making humans sick.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all. Yeah, this one is, he came from a breeder, not far from here, but, Finn, he's a fun one. Yep, he is. My wife just texted me that, Hudson, who is home today, with, Maria, she got her day off today, is a little, sad. He's a little sad that he's gone. Anyway, back to the important stuff. Sorry, just had a dog moment there. I'll tweet out the photo so you can check it out and see it for yourself, firsthand. After I tell you about H.A. Thompson and Sons, the folks that have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services started in Bismarck. Are you ready? 1908. 1908. That's how long they've been at this. And now, of course, they've expanded and expanded. I talk a lot about the buildings that are maintained, mechanical heating and cooling systems of about 1,000 buildings. When we first started talking about it, it was about 600 buildings. It's over 1,000 now because it just makes such sense. If you're looking for some certainty on the bottom line, heading into New Year, trying to find every edge you can get, talk to the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Well, we have another momentous milestone to talk about, 10 years of UAS. Graduates at UND. I'll tell you about that in just a moment after we hear from Mark on the road. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I got a little theory here. You were talking about Hillary running here, and I think maybe you were trying to communicate with the supreme power there to see if that could happen. I got a feeling it's going to happen.
Do you? Yeah, I just tucked in a little prayer to say that.
Well,
I think
what's going to happen is at the Democratic convention, old Joe's going to have it in the bag, but he's going to announce that he's got terminal fungus or something, and he's going to have to step aside, and Hillary, out of the generosity of her cold heart, is going to step in and be the candidate.
Wow, take it to the bank. That's what Mark says. Terry in Groton, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, you were asking how we're going to defend Trump over Christmas. For me, it's going to be pretty easy. You know, when you see firsthand the evilness and unhingedness of the leftists, you know, about 2 months ago, I put a post on Facebook about the MCA and impeachment, and I've gotten close to 50,000 shares on that. And I've gotten death threats and been called every name in the book. And, you know, these leftists just want to take away every right we have. And our president is out there fighting for us and fighting for us farmers. And, you know, as a farmer, all we need is the tools to succeed. We're not looking for handouts.
Very interesting point. I'd love to see that Facebook post. Where do I find you on Facebook, Terry?
It's Terry Leanhart on Facebook there. I think it was probably 2 months ago I put it on there. So
well, that's pretty good though. You're talking 50,000 shares, so it'll be 50,001 when I get done. I appreciate it. All right, our next guest is Paul Snyder. More of your calls as we go throughout the program today. Busy day, obviously, with the impeachment last night and discussions now on USMCA and other things that are happening. Paul is the assistant chair and director of the UAS program, the aviation department, the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences at the University of North Dakota. And the UND UAS program, degree program, has reached its 10-year anniversary, so we want to talk about that today. Paul, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
So this thing has legs. It has staying power. This, you know, space is going to be one that's going to provide a lot of good careers, isn't it?
It is. It already is, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
So talk a little bit about when you talk to, you know, students about what the future holds with one of these degrees, you know, things we might not even know about yet, but where is the most promise?
Yeah, that's, I mean, you said something very true in the sense that what we don't even know about, and we even tell our very freshman students, we tell them that, look, the jobs that are out there today are going to be different than they will be in 4 years. And so trying to teach them those basic, you know, soft skills that they need to know to succeed in whatever, you know, they go into is important. As far as, you know, what opportunities are out there, you know, some of the companies that are picking up our students, you know, right now, you know, General Atomics is very interested in our students. Sitsu, Boeing and Sitsu is interested. Northrop Grumman's interested in our students. And we're now really starting to see that commercialization take effect. And so even in the nation here, we're seeing, you know, energy companies that are interested in UAS operations and hiring people and individual companies that need UAS pilots. So it's just growing, and it's fun to see that.
Yeah, it is. And the companies you mentioned, a few of them are already here. You got Northrop Grumman, you got General Atomics, you got Harris, you got other companies that are looking here. And I guess if you don't know the aerospace and defense contractor world, they're just another company. But they're mega, mega companies. I mean, with enormous amount of career opportunities, and they have an insatiable appetite for folks that are experts in this space, right?
Yeah, and you know, just to be here in that environment where we have so many different companies that are in this autonomous systems, unmanned aircraft systems, it's fantastic. I mean, think of General Atomics. It's a, like you said, mega companies, and we have an MOU with them where we're working on curriculum with them. They're looking at our curriculum saying, these are the things that we want to make sure students have. And so we're working with industry that's right here, ensuring that the curriculum is what it needs to be so they're ready when they graduate. And so, I mean, how much better could it be than that?
My friend Tommy Kenville has EyeSight RPV Services, and that is an example of, okay, the industry's here. Let's go out there and start a company. He's a great entrepreneur, has hired many of your graduates, many of your students. So companies big and small, too, you know, do this. And, you know, there's something for everyone out there. So that's
I
love it. How rare is a degree for this program? How unique is that UIndy has?
Well, you know, 10 years ago it was unique because we were the first ones to have a four-year degree. A couple years later, some other, you know, universities started doing it. Now you're seeing quite a few universities that offer four-year institutions that offer it across the country. And then there's also, you know, two-year institutions around the country, too, that have picked it up and are looking more specifically to link, you know, UAS skills with a particular trade as well. So, you know, aviation is just kind of melting into every facet of the nation, and it's, you know, exciting to have all this history and all this, you know, knowledge that we can help that, you know, happen here at UIndy Aerospace. So,
fantastic.
Cool.
Well, bright future here. Look forward to more conversations. And as, you know, this evolves and ultimately the unmanned aviation, you know, emerging with the commercial aviation industry, it's going to be pretty amazing to watch this all unfold. Paul, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Paul Snyder, Assistant Chair Director of the UAS Program in the Aviation Department at the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences. John is smiling from above, for sure. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with the open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump yesterday. McConnell's saying of that vote,
it was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade that began before President Trump was even nominated, let alone sworn in.
The Republican-controlled Senate is responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump should be removed from office. That's probably coming in early January, though the two parties are already squabbling over the rules which would be established for how that trial would be conducted. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did, but that's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Blenders? Sounds a little like the Blenders.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh, is it? Yeah, well, that's
it. I don't know. It's a guess.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Something like that.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Back on What's
Christmas
on Your Mind?
Groove, right?
Exactly right. Let's see. I think I've gone through all of Todd's text now. Here's an interesting question. Since they impeached Trump, doesn't that make him eligible to run for a third term since his first term was nullified by impeachment? Wouldn't it be nice if that was buried in the details there? Yeah. It's a good question, though. I don't know if you're...
Could you imagine Pelosi's reaction if that became true?
Yeah. Somebody else here said that anytime you put Pelosi on, I'm turning it off. So I don't know. We got to think about that next time. This person's not listening to Pelosi anymore.
That's kind of hard on the ears, isn't it?
Hi, Todd. I think Scott missed the point the guy from Virginia made. He mentioned about Jesus being crucified and his enemies thinking he was gone, but he rose again and the result was Christianity. I think he meant Trump's enemies just made the same mistake. Dan and Dickinson. Yeah, well, I guess I sort of knew where he was going, but you took it a different direction. That's just fine. Whatever fits. Credit where due. Schumer cures insomnia.
That's good.
Here's a text I think that says a lot for the way people are feeling right now. This is such a colossal waste of time. If the Democratic Party in the United States Congress had spent as much time working with Republicans to fix problems we have in this nation as they do spending on impeachment, 90% of the crap we have to deal with in this country would be fixed.
They can't do that, though.
But then they would work themselves out of a job.
That's it. Can't solve problems and get things done. That's why they don't like Trump.
You think that's why they're doing that?
Absolutely. The bureaucracy is self-fulfilling.
Yeah. Texter says, I think this rush to impeachment is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg assuming room temperature by the end of this year. Democrats will insist an impeached president can nominate a Supreme Court justice. Well, they'll say that anyway, but I guess it would give them another argument. Yeah. Another texter says, good Lord, she's soaking her dentures in brandy. I think it's time to be done with the text now. I think it's time to be done with the text now. Speaking, of course, of Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Let's get serious. Let's talk about money. Brian Kronk is here from Collins and Kronk. And I am proud to say that Brian is helping yours truly with a financial plan for the future. And I'm so enthralled with what he does and how he does it that I thought, it's worth talking about on the radio a little bit so folks can maybe find out a little bit about what's available to them. Brian, how are you?
I am great. It's a pleasure to be here, Scott.
You have the Christmas spirit going. You have a Christmas light necklace.
I've got the Christmas lights going. We were at the Blenders concert last night. It's hard not to be in the spirit of Advent right now.
That's a great concert.
Oh, it was wonderful.
You had a good time?
Those guys are great. They just put me in the mood every single year.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about what you do that is unique at Collins & Kronk. You know, Raymond James, financial advisor.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, if I'm correct, if you have a financial advisor, most times if they're part of a, you know, JP, this, that, whatever, right, that there's somebody in the big tower in New York is managing the money.
Correct, yes. Most people in my industry serve as a liaison. I call them salesmen, things like that, because as you go in there to visit with them, they're going to, you know, look at you and come up with some sort of a product to sell you. And that's where we really do differentiate, because we sit down, we visit with our clients and say, hey, what's the best fit? And that starts with creating a plan so we know what's the most appropriate investment strategy. But the biggest differentiator really is we manage our own funds in-house. We still have access to all the things that all the other people have, but what we have is our own proprietary funds that really do give us an edge over everybody else, managed right here out of Fargo using the resources of Raymond James and of several firms.
So when, you know, ultimately the dollars that are invested from folks that come in and entrust you for their financial future, you're actually managing the money as well, right there in-house, right?
Absolutely. I used to describe it as, hey, we run our own hedge fund. And essentially, that's kind of what it is. The hedge fund's kind of got a bad rap, and we don't do a lot of hedging anymore. But basically, we have our own private fund. So it's something that's different that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. So I sit as a senior portfolio manager. I've been managing institutional money for over 20 years. Right out of Fargo, North Dakota, the technology and the research that's available allows me to do that. And we are able to create consistent portfolios that fit with the values of the people of our area.
And how do you benchmark yourself? How do you what are you striving for every year with that fund?
Well, there's a couple of different things. So we actually have a couple of strategies that fit into there. We have more of our growth equity type strategy, and then we have more of a subtler equity income strategy. And I look at a few different things. So we take it back to our clients' individual plans, and we say, are we achieving the goals that they need us to achieve? Because it doesn't matter what benchmarks that I hit or if I'm beating the market on a consistent basis. If we don't get people to their goals, if we get to retirement and they can't retire, and I say, yeah, but we had great returns, that doesn't do them any good. But we also look at how are we doing against the blended index? How are we doing against the S&P 500? So there's a lot of benchmarks that we use just to kind of see where we're at and to make sure that we stay competitive. We've got a lot of institutional clients that also, you know, hold us accountable because they wouldn't continue to invest with us if we weren't consistent and competitive on a regular basis.
Your partner, Jeff Collins, told me one time one of the reasons that Brian is in about every corner of North Dakota at any given time talking to, you know, different groups that are investing in the market is to get a little bit of his expertise because of how much better you perform than so many other funds. So
yeah,
you got to toot your own horn, your own horn a little bit there.
I'm not great at tooting my own horn, but that's sort of how I got into this part of the business. Is I got frustrated with what a lot of the money managers were doing. You know, I was a traditional stockbroker at one point, and we hired other managers and things like that. I'd get frustrated when there'd be stocks that were obvious that should be sold from a portfolio, and I'd see that the money manager wasn't selling it, or vice versa. There was great areas that we should be participating in, and they just weren't doing it. They were too plain vanilla. And so I reached a point where I said, you know what, I can do this better. And luckily, I had a firm behind me at the time, Smith Barney, they no longer exist, that saw the same thing in me and sent me through specialized training to become an institutional portfolio manager.
Interesting. So on the valuation side, you that's a key part of how you manage money, right?
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, and it's not any different than, you know, how I would buy, say, a local business. So people often get confused and they start thinking about stocks as if they were lottery tickets or things like that. And I say, no, let's bring this back to the basics. These are businesses and I want to own high quality businesses. And just as if I were going down to buy the local gas station in town, you know, what would we do? We'd walk in there. We'd say, you know, what's the infrastructure worth? What is this store actually worth? We'd bring in an appraiser and figure out what the property was worth. And then we'd look at their books. We'd bring in our accountant and we'd figure out what kind of revenue, what kind of earnings do they generate on a regular basis. We could come up with a pretty fair price for that business. So just like that, all that same information is available for a public company like Coca-Cola. So, Scott, I can look at their annual report. It's all listed in there. I know what their assets are worth. I know what kind of income they generate. And so we can come up with a pretty fair price for that business. If we spend too much, we're probably not going to make money. If we can buy it for that fair price or less, we're probably going to do real well.
We're talking to Brian Cronk today from Collins & Cronk, and this is the Your Money segment that we do on occasion here on What's on Your Mind. I thought it was important just because so many people have questions, and I've seen in Brian and the team at Collins & Cronk a great expertise that I wanted more people to know about. My wife and I, you know, entrust our small little nest egg to Brian to make it into a little bit of a bigger nest egg. We have to expand our holdings beyond the radio biz, see? And you're helping us do that right there in the market and other
right
things.
Right on.
And it's a fascinating process to go through. I mean, I really enjoyed every minute of it because Brian really gets to know your story and exactly, you know, it has a level of technology to say, well, if we do this, here's what happens, but you can do this. And it really helps you sort of sort it all out and pick a good spot, and you come away from that very, very comfortable. So back to the managing money, you have two types of holdings, right?
Correct.
What are they?
So within our portfolio, so we'll break it in half. We usually have a good core part of the portfolio we call our core holdings, and they're going to drive things going forward. That gets back to just like we were talking about with owning the gas station or owning a company like Coca-Cola. I want to own high-quality companies that we can then make money just by owning them. For instance, if we get into Coca-Cola, we don't make money by buying Coke at 50 and selling it at 60. We make money selling brown syrupy liquid to the people of the world and keeping all the profits. And so our core holdings are very specific. They drive things for the long term. But then we also have tactical holdings. And I kind of refer to those, Scott, as our cocktail party stocks. Those are the ones that, you know, everybody's bragging about, hey, do you own this? Do you own these FANG stocks or whatever? And those are generally shorter term. Those are more of the trading stocks. The wealth generating machine, as I call it, goes back to those core holdings.
Cocktail party stocks. I like that. Yeah. Apple would be a cocktail party stock, yet that's probably there for the long haul too, right? Could that be a core and a tactical?
So sometimes there's a little bit of a gray area there. So yeah, some stocks sort of fit criteria on both sides of it. And you know, one of the things that I look at, I apply, it's usually the final test that I apply is the Rip Van Winkle test. But I always say, you know, if we were Rip Van Winkle and we got knocked on the head and we fell asleep for 20 years and we woke up, which company is still going to be in business? You know, Coca-Cola, for example, as long as they don't mess with that secret formula, they're probably going to be around. They basically sell brown syrup and everybody loves it. Apple, great company, great potential core holding. But guess what? If they don't reinvent themselves about every 5-6 months, they're not coming back. We saw that happen with other technology companies. So meets all the criteria for core holding, but doesn't pass the Rip Van Winkle test. So we need to keep our guard up with that one.
Only have about a minute left, but I'm curious of what impact you see from what we're seeing playing out in our screens in the evening news and all over about impeachment. And, you know, on one hand, it's impeachment. On the other hand, it's, okay, let's start talking about USMCA. There's the China deal. There's Brexit. What does the future look like based on the political environment right now?
It's interesting. So if you look at the market, which is often a forecasting mechanism, it really has shrugged off the impeachment. The same thing happened in the past with Clinton and that impeachment. And so the market sees through the politics, looks at the fundamentals of what's going on in this economy. And like we keep talking about, Trump's doing the right things. Companies are earning good money and we're putting America first. And the market loves that.
So don't let this worry you.
Exactly. We want to be invested. You know, we've actually had such a nice, strong turn of events here just recently in the market that I wouldn't be surprised to see a sort of a short-term blip or a pullback. But we're using right now this particular upturn to take some profits and reposition them back into other things that are still good values.
But the combination of Brexit, which means more trade deals, USMCA, which will be a slam dunk, you know, over in the
right.
Senate once it gets done, once it gets passed. Obviously, the Phase 1 China deal, that all bodes well for the economy.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, love to be an investor in this kind of an economy. This is exactly what we dream of.
2020 looking pretty good. CollinsCronk.com is the website.
Yep.
You want to call Brian and the team? 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Great information. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Cronk and Collins and Cronk. Bill Sorensen when we come back. And what's on your mind?
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams.
Cuyahoga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Cuyahoga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you can be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty. Pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Todd's going to tell us about his ride. Then we're going to talk to Bill Sorensen and hear a little Kevin McCarthy here who's speaking, taking questions. The House Minority Leader answering some of the questions that have come up now from Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we'll see. We might not send that over to the Senate. Yeah, we might hold it. We might try a little leverage. But, yeah, we shall see. Todd?
They can still get you hooked up in time for Christmas so that you have heated seats, heated steering wheel, all-wheel drive. It's not going to stick out the hot chocolate like Santa's sleigh might, but they'll give you a good cup of coffee while you're there, too. Shop, click, drive, do it online right now, and you can have it all done before you even get there. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
I love it. All right, Kevin McCarthy is taking a few questions. The House Minority Leader, let's listen to what they're firing his way.
Ability, right? So would you think passing USMCA a year ago when the president came to that agreement would make us a little stronger with our negotiations with China?
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody in the world does. But Nancy Pelosi had the power as Speaker not to bring it up. Why? Because it didn't meet the timeline.
Yep.
She wrote a timeline of when she wanted to impeach the president in the last week that we are here. But she didn't want that to be the last vote. She had to have one other vote. So she held USMCA up, which only made our negotiations with China put us in a weaker position. So we got our first phase of agreement with China. We probably could have gotten it all if we were stronger with our first and second trade.
Thanks, Nancy Pelosi.
So I don't know what credit she wants to take.
Yeah.
Because she only harmed us by holding it. She wants to try to spin it in some manner. And with your only negotiating 1% of the bill, I don't know how much credit you can take. America will be stronger because of USMCA. Presidents before have promised they would renegotiate this after 25 years. But only one president was able to accomplish it, President Trump. If you want to take, okay, let's look at the floor and let's see who should get the credit. Well, I took and I looked at every time the USMCA was brought up on the floor in the last year. Do you not know what the percentages are? 91% of the time that USMCA was brought up to bring up to a bill and talked about was from the Republican side of the aisle. 9% from the Democrats. So I think history will tell who gets the credit. I'm just very proud of our members for never giving up, for continuing to put pressure. But the greatest pressure that finally changed the Speaker's mind was the impeachment, because she did not want to go home with that being the final vote. She's so embarrassed by it, she won't even send the papers over. She's so embarrassed by that, she won't even take your questions. Why will she release the papers? I never thought I'd see a speaker take that position. But I guess that's where we live today. I never thought we'd see a House doing the things that Alexander Hamilton feared the most. Yes?
Have you spoken anymore to Congressman Jeff Van Drew about him moving over to the Republican Party? And how do you feel about, you know, welcoming a new member whose record doesn't exactly line up with Republicans?
Republicans are a very big tent. We're excited to have Jeff Van Drew. We welcome anybody who believes this new Democrat Socialist Party has left them behind. If you want to say what's welcoming, why is he leaving the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
There's many times in the past that members from either side of the aisle have left their party to go to the other. But I can't remember a time that somebody left from a majority party to join the minority party. So that question that you raised to me and the premise of it really should be asked to the Democrats. How can you be excited if you started this whole process thinking the outcome would be better, and your own conference got smaller because of it? It showed the differences. It shows you're not welcoming. It also shows you cannot have a difference of opinion.
Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, taking questions on Capitol Hill today. Incredible dissertation, I'll call it, on the USMCA to set the record straight there. Fantastic. Texter says, Scott, things have changed since Hillary ran last time. The Me Too movement happened. She has some big elephants in the room. How does she explain friendships with sexual predator Harvey Weinstein and pedophile Jeffrey Epstein? She stayed at Epstein's ranch, and of course her excuses and support for Bill's behavior. We're talking about Hillary. The limits of her ego know no bounds. Okay? So she's not worried about any of that. This is why we're praying for her to run. We want her to run. 100%. From the Schiff show till now, how many points has Trump's approval rating gone up, and how much re-election money has been raised for Trump? Very good point. Very good point. Exactly right. All right, I just found out in my ear that Bill Sorensen is here. I hope you haven't been waiting long, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks. How about you?
Are you feeling like the home stretch is on here?
The home stretch is on, but we're having a great time. It's been an unbelievably fun tour. So,
Park Rapids tonight, Bloomington tomorrow. That'll be kind of fun. Around the Twin Cities. Then back in Page, North Dakota. I love that. The folks from Page said, you got to be here. And then wrapping up Sunday for two shows, 3 and 7:30 at the Bell, right?
Yeah. I think first one at the Bell is sold out, and the first one in Minneapolis is sold out. And I know Page is sold out, but there are tickets for Park Rapids tonight, so... That's good.
Get your tickets, take it in, 1-800-MEDORA-1, 1-800-MEDORA-1, or you can go to Medora.com. Have a blast, sir. We'll talk again tomorrow, one final time, about this wonderful, magical Medora Christmas tour. I hope you take it in. Out of time, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.